Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My pleasure. It's like a dream come true for me, folks, to be able to be here with you. And I know you're all on Twitter about it, too, aren't you? Well, you will be in a minute if you're not already, because John Bertu's in the building, so to speak. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an old friend of ours, president of the National Taxpayers Union. And a world traveler, a guy who goes all over the world talking to people about tax reform and making sure that every government of every country that he goes to gets every penny of tax revenue they need and not a penny more. And he's our good friend. John, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, my friend.
It's good to have you back, as always. Now, you've got a big soiree coming up in June, don't you?
We do. Every 2 years, NTUF, our educational arm, hosts a big national conference. This year we're expecting about 400 folks. It's entitled our National Taxpayers Conference, very cleverly.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring in activists, leaders of state and local taxpayer groups. It's a great story. There's hundreds of taxpayer groups all over America fighting the battles at the state level, at the county level, at the city level, and we bring them all in as a way to exchange ideas. We hold forums talking about how to be more effective, how to lobby more, how to get more members, and folks can share ideas and the folks fighting for lower taxes and limited government usually have much smaller budgets than the folks who are looking for something from government, the public employee unions, and so forth.
And they're not as aggressive as the good folks who want something from government, are they?
Yeah. So we've got to be we're smaller, we're poorer, so we've got to be smarter. And hopefully, our national conferences are a way to get folks on our side to be a little
What's wrong
smarter.
With that? What's wrong with that picture, John? You'd think that the people who wanted to protect their working capital, small business owners, for example, you think families who need the money to keep the money that they make, you think that there's a lot greater numbers of those folks. You'd think if we could just ever get folks like that organized, we'd be able to get control of this, wouldn't we?
Well, you know, it's union membership. When they want to throw on a surcharge of $100 to their members for political activity, they can just do that. Our members are all voluntary, and the problem is the great silent majority, and they go out and they do their business and they raise their kids and own their businesses and
right.
And we're all voluntary organizations, and getting folks to contribute is a little harder than when it's when you're forced by law to be a dues paying member of a union.
Right. Now the event that you got coming up in June is the second full week of June, right?
Yep, it's June 14th through 16th. It begins on a Thursday evening. And we do these every 2 years. You've been to a couple of them, I know.
Absolutely. One in St. Louis, one in D.C.
Yep. And we expect it'll be the biggest and best ever. But
where's it going to be in D.C.?
It will be at the Renaissance Hotel, which is a lovely hotel.
It is, yep.
In the area right by the Verizon Center, where the... Mm-hmm. Where the poor old Caps have been playing, not very well, but the Caps have been playing there, Washington Capitals, and it's a renovated area of town, and it's very nice. And so we're excited. And I think
we got folks listening. WDMV there is covers your part of the world in the D.C. area, especially north and west. And so you got folks listening there who may be able to show up. I hope they will. Can they go to your website and find more out about this, can't they?
Absolutely. Our website, ntu.org. We have a big icon right on there, 2007 National Taxpayers Conference. Click on it, and you can find out all you need to know.
But this is not going to be the international one, though, right? Just the national one?
Yeah, this is just the national one.
There won't be anybody coming from overseas to this one?
No, that actually will happen next year. That's going to be in Atlanta in 2008.
Right. So. I've been to both kinds. They're pretty cool, folks. It's going to take a quick break. John Bertu, stand by. We're going to be right back after these messages, folks. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 17 till. That's the Marshall Tucker Band from a while back. That's from the Wayback Machine as well. John Bertu is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the president of National Taxpayers Union. John, what do you think is going to happen with on Capitol Hill with regard to taxes? You know, I was reading. I don't know if you read David Malpass's article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, but you know, this is a guy who is he's the chief economist at Bear Stearns,
mm-hmm.
and he talks about you know, since he basically says since the tax cuts of 2003 or when I think that's when it was, talking about how many jobs have been created, how much opportunity has been created, and he says, you know, if those tax cuts need to be made permanent, so that investors and businesses can have some confidence in how they invest in for the future. And he talks about the fact that all this has done is contributed to an increase in jobs around the world, not just in the United States, but around the world. He says something like 7.5 million jobs have been created in the United States since 2003.
Yeah, no, it's the economy is in great shape, and the tax cuts are very much part of that story. I think part of the answer to that question is a contingent one. It depends on the 2008 elections. I think if the Democrats, on the one hand, I think if the Democrats sweep and they have the White House, both houses of Congress, I think most all of the Bush tax cuts, especially the more important ones, such as getting rid of the death tax, the marginal tax rate cuts, I think most of that goes away, and I think that's unfortunate. But it's their base, public employee unions, want the money, and another part of their base, which is the class warfare crowd, doesn't like the fact that some of the tax dollars being returned are being returned to people who are successful economically. So,
well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the irony for this for me, John. If I were a politician and I wanted more of my drug, which is tax revenue, if as a politician wanting more, you know, get more drugs, I would leave things like they are, make them permanent. Because am I correct in saying that the government has more revenue now than it has a record level of tax revenue right now under the current
situation? Well, it does. I wouldn't go so far to say. I mean, you know, tax cuts regenerate and create some revenue return, but tax cuts mean, you know, there is, even if they create economic growth and that brings some dollars back to the Treasury, tax cuts do, almost all cases, lead to less revenue than would otherwise.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't the Treasury flush with cash right now?
It is flush with cash.
Where'd that come from?
And you know,
that came from productivity. That came from, John, that came from supply side economics. That came from dynamic scoring, did it not?
No, absolutely. But what happens, Jim? Let's say there's a dollar. For every dollar in tax cut, it's going to mean, you know, added economic growth, and there'll be maybe 20 cents, 25 cents or something returned. And so it will lessen the amount of dollars going out of the tax cuts do mean less money. It's not quite that magical.
What I don't get, though. Here's the part that I think that people who want to increase our taxes don't get. When you cut taxes and small business owners, you let small business owners keep their capital. They put it back to work for in their businesses. And so what you've done is you fatten the golden goose.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise taxes, you've taken a leg off of the golden goose.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that golden goose is going to die.
Yep.
If you cut taxes, if you hold taxes low and allow businesses, especially small businesses, to flourish, what you've done is you've fattened the golden goose and allowed her to lay a golden egg for a long time.
That's absolutely right. You know, Jim, I think, no matter where you're thinking about in society, you're thinking about the middle class and you're thinking about small businesses, you know, having low tax, limited regulation environment, you're going to do better. And if you're thinking about low-income folks and the social safety net, even liberal social scientists will admit that the very best policy out there to help low-income folks is a strong economy. So policies that help create jobs, that help create growth, no matter what you're thinking about in terms of social progress, that's going to be the best way to get there.
We've got 4.4% unemployment. Virtually a record. It's the economists on my show say this is full employment, basically. And employment around the world is growing significantly. I mean, we're on to something here. We don't need to be messing with it. And you know, pardon my mixed metaphors, folks, but to do otherwise is like saying, okay, let's harvest the fruit from the orchard. But instead of picking the fruit, why don't we just cut the trees down? Stand by, John. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I'll get off my soapbox in a minute. I get riled up about this kind of stuff. Stay with us. Tintail. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Bertu, the president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Right, John?
Yep.
And remind the audience about NTU.
We were founded in 1969. We're a membership organization. We have 362,000 members nationwide. Those are real, honest-to-God folks who have been paying us dues sometime in the last several years, and we also have an email list of about 100,000 folks, and those folks get periodic updates. I know you're on that list, Jim, and you get both updates, not too overwhelming.
No, it's just about right, actually.
Yep, and then we also
it's the Goldilocks newsletter, folks. It's just right.
Thank you. And the Goldilocks middle bid.
That's right.
And also give folks an easy way to contact their elected officials, their state senators or congressmen, when critical votes are coming up. And every year our folks send hundreds of thousands of emails and faxes to their elected leaders that we we let them know what's going on. So I'd encourage your folks to join and become part of the action.
Folks, when I talk to you about getting involved in public policy, you know, I don't encourage you to go set up shop and spend a lot of time writing letters and calling and visiting with your elected representatives, because obviously those are good things to do. But what I do encourage you to do more than anything else is to align yourself with organizations like the NTU, like John's organization, like Karen Kerrigan's organization, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, like some of the others who advocate for small business issues. I encourage you to support them. Actually, you need to join two or three of those groups. John really focuses on the tax issue. Grace Marie Turner really focuses on healthcare, et cetera, over at the Galen Institute. So these are all folks that you really should be involved with, all of them, so you can be involved. You can have somebody at the table when these things are being debated, so that you and I don't get the short end of the stick. And John, if it weren't for people like you and Grace Marie and Karen and others who are up there doing working on the different kinds of projects, public policy projects, and keeping those guys honest, I don't even want to think about what small business would look like.
Well, you know, it's I wouldn't say we keep them honest. We work to keep them more
you
honest.
You attempt to keep them honest
than they would otherwise be.
Right.
And no, look, Jim, democracy is not a spectator sport, and so we're up here fighting, but we always need folks to come and join in. And again, even just joining our email list is free. But it gives you an opportunity to hear what's going on, and then to weigh in when votes are going to affect you. So if you're angry about taxes or angry about government reaching into places
frightened,
where it shouldn't be, come and get involved.
And you might the emotion you might be hearing or feeling is fright, not so much anger. Anger comes later. Fright comes first. John, I'm going to be in your fair city in 2 weeks, the fourth week, the first full week, the last full week of April, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I'm going to be there the Friday before that too, but we're going to be up there getting ready to celebrate Small Business Week with the SBA.
Well, I hope we can get together, my friend, and I will be happy to welcome you to Washington. Washington in April is a very nice place to be.
Absolutely. This is my 10th year, John, to help the SBA celebrate Small Business Week.
Oh, that's terrific.
And I'm going to be emceeing the opening luncheon for Small Business Week on the 23rd for the SBA.
Well,
so I'm looking forward to that. And as you say, it's a great time of the year. I'm glad to be up there. How are the cherry blossoms? Did they come out this year?
They did come out this year. And then the last week or so of we had one night of really really hard rain, and then we've had some colder days, so the cherry blossoms came, and they had a quick exit. So
they got washed away. Hey, John, your event in June is the 14th and 15th and 16th of June, right?
Yep.
And they can find out about it at ntu.org.
Yep.
That's the National Taxpayers Conference at the Renaissance Hotel there in Washington, D.C. John, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, my friend.
We'll see you next time. John Bertue, ladies and gentlemen, with NTU, National Taxpayers Union. Put a .org on the end of NTU, and you'll find their website. Please go there. Check it out. Use what they have to your advantage and support them. It's a good investment that you'll be making for your small business. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.